Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor John David Duke, Jr. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56. Now, when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. There came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age. And she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him, and there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter's dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father and mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given to her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Today's reading features an awful lot going on. The way the story is told is to show how chaotic the situation at hand really was. First, if you can imagine the pictures in the theater of your own mind. The camera is far too close to the action, especially here at the beginning. It's a blur of close-up activity, namely a man named Jairus throwing himself down on the ground at Jesus' feet. "My 12-year-old daughter!" Then as Jesus is going or trying to go, a flurry of people in the form of crowds and crowds of people thronging. And a woman suddenly appears, or her arm does, really, and she reaches through and manages to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. That's when the whole affair stops. But the clock keeps ticking. We know Jairus' daughter is dying, his little princess expiring, and Peter knows it. And he's impatient with Jesus as Jesus wheels around trying to discover just who it was who touched him. "Master, the crowds are even now holding on to you and are actually pressing in on you." Which is to say politely, "Jesus, how can you even ask such a question? What are you talking about?" But Jesus insists. And there we have the woman who does exactly like Jairus does. She falls down before him. I wonder if I have ever fallen down before anyone to ask for anything. Anyway, the chaos continues nevertheless, but now we know that Jesus is in complete control. "Your daughter's dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." So from our perspective and their perspective, the clock expired and the daughter expired. Too bad Jesus took the time to find that woman and talk to her, even though she was already healed. And when Jesus entered the death room, they laughed at him. Is it hard to see yourself in these pictures? What is it like for you day to day? Someone honking the car horn at you while you are on your way to your next appointment, children's concert, funeral home? Where are you in the grand scheme of life and how to live it? Are you in complete control of the situation? Not me. As for me, I can see myself throwing myself at Jesus' feet and saying, enough. I've had enough. Enough of whatever it is today, my next appointment, child's concert, and the funeral for a friend. Enough of anxiety, obligation, and grief. I'm tired. I'm harried. I'm holding on by a thread here. And if one more thing goes wrong, well, I just don't know. It might be helpful to throw myself down on the ground at the feet of Jesus, at least in prayer, at least in my private room where I can pray uninterrupted, to tell him these things. And then to hear him as he says, first to the dead girl, child, arise. Boy, that's something all by itself, isn't it? To hear those words directed to me. I will hear that one day. But even now, in the day I have today, from God with everything in it, joys and griefs, challenges and anxieties, obligations and pure freedom, all of life and how to live it, to have Jesus in complete control of the situation because he wants to do good. Surrounded by us, pressing in on him with all our needs, Jesus slows everything down for himself so that he can do the best for us because we believe. Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Lord Jesus, you took our illnesses and bore our diseases, bringing hope to the sick and the dying. In your death on the cross, you completed your work of bearing all our burdens and on the third day showed us in your resurrected body the first fruits of the new creation. Heal us now by your word and sacraments and raise us up on the last day that we might live with you forever. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.